Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice and the Eucharistic revival as we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. This will conclude chapter 2 in 1 Thessalonians. Brothers, when we were bereft of you for a short time, in person, not in heart, we were all the more eager in our great desire to see you in person. We decided to go to you, I, Paul, not only once, but more than once. Yet Satan thwarted us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown to boast of in the presence of our Lord Jesus, at his coming, if not you yourselves? For you are our glory and joy. You know, I'm going to start out today with John 6:51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Our Eucharistic revival continues as we begin to seek why the Lord's body and blood are so important to the faithful, to the called, to the believers who embrace His will as the biblical truth we encounter every day on our own, as well as in the Mass where we celebrate the Eucharist as the true presence, the divine body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John 6:51 is just the beginning of our discussion of why the Church believes in the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. This, my friends, is one of the reasons why I continued to be a Catholic. After struggling in the world too much too soon, bereft with the desires of the heart, foregoing a relationship with Jesus as one. The reason is John 6, verses 51 through 57. This transitioned me as a believer in the true presence. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. I was healed by this. No matter what I saw or did in my past, I was forgiven. And this forgiveness came from Jesus becoming one with me, to remain in a state of grace, confessing my sins often as I embrace the reality of the sacraments. For all, as the surrender to the engagement of Christ Himself. I had become baptized. I had become confirmed, receiving First Communion, knowing Jesus was there in turn. This leads me to embrace reconciliation, often, weekly if I can, knowing I'm a sinner at heart who needs Jesus as the only I am. I relinquished all control of my life and began to sing poetry as Christ's calling in me to honor Him with the three P's of surrender, practice, pray, and proclaim God first in Jesus. We will continue our reflection on the Eucharist and hear and listen why my wife and I go to adoration once a week for an hour as our ongoing marital counseling, allowing the true presence to lead our lives of living God first in Jesus. Our discussion is just beginning on why we say often, Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Jesus Himself instructed us to eat. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others and the Holy Spirit. Praying for those in the Ukraine. Lord, help them ease their worry in this war there. We pray for the brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of 1 Thessalonians 2. We conclude chapter 2 with verses 17 through 20 today. You got a tri-quad poem going on over here. We start out with some ongoing lines. It's titled, Joy Ours, Christ Power. Time short, bereft were we. Heart not in person agree. You see, desire great, eager more to see. Decision you go, us thwarted by Satan, many times indeed. Hope ours what? Joy ours enough. Crown ours must. Boast Jesus, trust. Coming Jesus, Lord ours, yourselves embracing, coming hour. Glory ours, your flower, joy ours, Christ's power. Amen. Amen. I'm Thomas O. Cruz Wiggins. It's June 24th, 2022. I'm recording this morning. It's 6:14 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it looks like today we're going to close with the angels at 8:04 in the name of Jesus, calling out to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. God bless you guys. We close saying, God bless you in the name of Jesus. 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 Amen.